We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. I just showed that picture of the, this is from the movie Jaws. Now it's celebrating its 50th anniversary. And there was one photo that I saw yesterday saying that they shot it. It's when the little Kintner boy at the beginning is
out on his float
attacked. And what they do is they show like a geyser of blood coming up. But before that, they had the shark chomping down on him. They cut that part because they thought it was too much for the audience to handle. It's a pretty good looking shot, though. Obviously.
I mean, the black and white still
is unbelievable.
Yeah,
really, because it shows how enormous.
I mean,
the
entire head of the shark is out of the water,
right, and just coming right down on the little kid who's there on his float.
Is that a dummy on the float, or is it a stuntman or stunt boy?
I don't know. It looks like him.
It looks like a real person.
Looks like him. Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have the. It doesn't look like a dummy.
That is one of the factoids I was reading. There were just a load of factoids about the movie Jaws for the 50th anniversary. And one of them was it was pre-CGI. And they consider it like the last one. There were no effects used whatsoever. You know, it was all just, everything was shot. It was real. And the shark itself was a machine. You know, it was a robot. That's the thing, too. It took them so long to shoot the movie because it never worked.
There are scenes of real sharks, but you can clearly tell they were shot in other oceans.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. In fact, great factoid here. They had real shark footage of a shark attacking an empty cage. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a scene at the end where Richard Dreyfuss's character, Hooper, goes down in the water in a cage, in a shark cage. And he escapes the cage, and the shark just goes crazy on the cage, just messes it up. And they reel the cage back in and think, oh, he must be dead. Well, he's actually alive.
He's hiding on the bottom.
Right. He was supposed to die. He dies in the book. And he was going to die in the movie. Only Roy Scheider was going to live. But they had such great footage of the shark attacking the empty cage that they wanted to show that. And in order to show it, Spielberg said, well, we have to make him live.
Yeah. You can tell that's a real shark because it's wiggling in a way that no machine could.
And Spielberg said they got that footage. And he's like, we have to use this. And exactly. And they didn't know why that shark went so crazy on that cage, but it did. And so they used it. And you're right, it's clearly not the mechanical shark that they use in the entire movie.
But when you're in the theater seeing it for the first time, you barely notice.
Exactly. You have to go back and really parse it to go, oh, wait, that's different.
There was no Shark Week. You know, you heard about sharks, but you never saw them like that.
I found this really interesting also. There's a scene in it where Ben Gardner's boat, they find it, and there's a...
It's half sunken, right?
Yep. It is, and they go out and find it, and it turns out the shark has attacked the boat, and Hooper goes down and finds the tooth the size of a shot glass in the hull of Ben Gardner's boat. Of course, the mayor goes, love to prove that, wouldn't you?
Because he drops it.
Yeah, our favorite mayor.
Oh, yeah. Well, they shot that scene. Then, right after he finds, the reason he dropped the tooth was the head of Ben Gardner pops out of the hole. To me, the scariest scene in the movie.
Oh, jump scare?
That's a jump scare. That is a jump scare.
The whole theater, I mean,
God.
I was a teenager watching that, and the whole theater just about died.
It is the jump scare in the movie. Now, there are more classic scenes.
The chum.
Because
that's when the shark really appears.
Yeah, when he says, you're going to need a bigger boat. That's more classic scene. The Kintner boy death is probably a more classic scene, but that one causes you to scream where it's like, and there's the head. And you're like, oh,
his eyes all bugged
out. Oh my God. They do
dead
a great
green
job.
Skin.
Yeah. Well, this is the factoid. The movie was done and Spielberg watched it and said, we need one good jump scare in here. And they went back weeks later to one of the producers' swimming pools in L.A., and that's where that scene was shot. He was down in the bottom, deep end of a swimming pool, and there was
that's cool.
There was the head.
They're going to be shooting a scene in the swimming pool this afternoon, darling. I need you to go to the spa.
They did.
Yeah.
They did all of that. The mayor was played by Murray Hamilton. They chose him to play the part as the sleazy mayor because he had a resemblance to Richard Nixon.
Well, that's just rude.
I think so, too. You're talking about rude now. That's not right.
Did they cast him right after the resignation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The movie came out in 75.
Yeah.
He resigned in August of 74. They're like, get him.
The only thing I think that might be ruder through the years is the Kintner boy's mother. They're calling her, of course, the world's oldest mother.
It's fact. She looks 70. Yeah. He's 10. Mm-hmm.
And that's really gained steam through the years. I see memes about her a lot online, like, well, here's the world's oldest mother.
It's a surprise.
Yeah.
That, and Chris Tim and I have pointed this out. It hasn't taken off the same way, but in Sleeping with the Enemy, Julia Roberts' character is 23 and her mom is 90.
Yes. I mean,
yes.
And decrepit.
And has to go to the old folks home.
Yeah.
She just cannot even hardly move.
I don't know where she is. I know.
Different ocean theme movie.
Yeah. But you're right about Jaws. I mean, when she walks up and she's got all the black on after the Kittner boy bites it or gets bitten, she looks...
Oh, yeah, after the funeral.
Oh, yeah. God, she looks 85 years old. Yeah.
Did we lose her to COVID? She died in 2020. Lee Fierro.
Wow, good.
And
wow.
I remember we talked about her because she died in 2020. I don't know if it was because of COVID, though.
She was in her 90s at that point.
Yeah.
And remember, there's a good story about her... I believe the character that played little Alex Kittner owned a restaurant on Martha's Vineyard, and she went in there one day after they hadn't seen each other for years and years and said, I tell Kittner his mother's here, and he comes out of the back and they have a big reunion and everything. It's pretty cool. You know.
And I don't know, do we know how many times they shot the slap? Cause that's a real slap.
Yeah. She slapped him. I don't know how many times, but that she slapped him right across the jaws. I don't know. That's a good question. How many times they shot it? 6 shark attack victims in the movie, including the dog Pippet. And that's just implied.
Okay, so
Pippet,
young lady in the start, Pippet the dog, Ben Gardner,
Kittner boy,
guy Quint,
and the guy who loses his leg in the pond. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
he's number 6. He's the one you don't hear about that much.
Yeah, the guys on the pier survive.
Yeah,
who are fishing at night
with the roast.
Yeah,
with
the pot roast.
That's another thing. Okay, this is my wife's holiday roast, which I always thought meant Christmas. And it's the 4th of July, so they're saving that roast for 6 months, unless they're having a roast for the 4th of July.
Maybe.
Which seems odd. You know, that's more burgers.
Not a traditional
menu. Burgers and hot dogs. But as he throws it in, he goes, this is my wife's good holiday roast. And he throws it in. And they're, by the way, dressed like it's 40 degrees, which it was. They shot it in the spring, and it was really, really cold there. So, yeah, those are the 6 deaths. And Biggie and I agree, that scene where that guy in that boat gets killed is an underrated scene.
Great underrated scene.
In the pond. Right before that, when the Kittner boy gets killed, they use a special technique to zoom in on Roy Scheider.
Iconic.
And it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That is an amazing
Is the camera on a track or is his chair on a track? I can't remember how
the camera was on the track.
And everything fades out of focus except his Scheider's face. It's spectacular.
It was shot using, they simultaneously zoomed in and trucked out, which is a technique Spielberg borrowed from Alfred Hitchcock.
That's Hitchcockian.
Hitchcock used it in Vertigo. And so they truck out and zoom in at the same time, and it is an amazing effect. And they play the music just right. It's like, because he's seen it. He just saw the blood geyser come out of the water. I got these factoids all week, folks.
I might watch it tonight. This has me
why don't you?
Geared up.
Why don't you? Let's watch it tonight.
You can stream it. It's Peacock right now is where you can stream it, and they are pushing it hard.
Okay. I'm watching it tonight, and so are you. We're going to know some stuff.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to know some stuff about Jaws tomorrow, okay? Chris Tim will watch it, too, if his wife can get him on Peacock.
Oof. That's dippy. Yeah.
Bad broadcasting here.
I got to watch Jaws with the boys.
Not tonight. Should be playing the Jaws
Spandau
thing.
Ballet.
Spandau Ballet. Bad broadcasting.
That's bad.
It's bad broadcasting. I hit the wrong button, and then I couldn't go back.
This much is true.